Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. So excited to be starting this new year and also to be starting again with our podcast. I really missed recording and talking to you, Luca, but I hope you had a great start into the new year.
Yeah, everything good. What about you?
Me too. I love the beginnings of New Year's. It just puts a lot of, questions and just the classical, you put yourself some goals, but I do like it, even though I don't take it too seriously, but I do like it because it just gives me a good, time to reflect on things. And talking about reflections, today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, which we also hear a lot at the beginning of a new year. Should I change my job? And also as a company, should you, hire people who are currently changing jobs or who maybe come from a different career path and now want to start working in a new area? So we're going to be talking all about, these type of topics, type of issues that now currently a lot of people are facing. So I brought one interesting news, Luca, and then I'm happy to discuss this with you. So according to, one study from Ernst & Young, they discovered that around 63% of employees have been thinking about switching careers or finding a new job, which is much higher than, all the years before as well. And what is very interesting in that statistic, beyond the fact that so many people would be potentially open for it, is that of all that percentage, only 6% are actually looking actively. 20% every now and then, check out if there could be a potential chance. And 37% say that if there would be a chance, falling into their hands, practically, they would be open to change. But it's also not like they're very, very actively looking for it. So very interesting numbers to discuss. What are your first thoughts, Luca?
Yeah, I think that checks out also from private conversations I have in my circle of friends and family. Is where you get a lot, especially during the New Year's, right? Everyone is thinking is maybe now a good time for me to look for something new. And on the other hand, if you then really talk, are you sending applications? Are you going to interviews? Then usually the number is a little bit lower, right? So I think it aligns very nicely with the results from the study. Also, what I'm privately experiencing. So yeah, I can definitely see that. And I think if you relate it back to recruiting practices, it just shows again how important it is. What we are also doing is how to actively reach out to candidates nowadays, right? So it's a candidate-driven market. And if you go to people directly with job opportunities, they most likely are going to consider it at some level. Of course, whether they are then really switching or not is a different question. But if you are just waiting for people to actively apply to your job ad that you have on your website and that you maybe posted to one job board, then you're probably going to be disappointed also in the new year in 2024. So yeah, you have to be more active. And that's exactly what we are doing for our partner companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a company, be active. I think that's the key goal. And we will be discussing more strategies from the company perspective in just a second, because this is such a huge topic. But let us start from the perspective of the, employee or job seeker at this stage, because as many of you might have also put up new resolutions and that might have brought up some questions in relation to your current job. When would you say, Luca, is a good time to actually pursue a new opportunity, a new job? What should be the key indicators that this is the right time?
Yeah, so for me, it was always once I realized that every morning, it's hard for me to get up and I don't feel motivated anymore. So maybe there's even a little bit of stomach pain when you think about going to work, right? So That's something I always use as a proxy. And this relates to jobs, but also, of course, to other things. But if you're really ongoing on many times, like feel bad about something, then it's always time to think about a change. So that's what I believe. Of course, there might be other reasons. Maybe you want to get a bigger salary. But there I always caution, if you are actually happy in your job and you're just thinking, oh yeah, I heard about others, they are earning, they are making so much more, but you're actually happy at the moment, then this is a sign maybe that you should also stay where you currently are. Yeah, just because you're looking what other people are doing. But if you are truly unhappy, you're feeling lack of motivation, and maybe you have issues with coworkers or your supervisor or your manager, then usually for me, that's a very good sign.
Yeah. And I like the fact that there are so many reasons as well that you also mentioned. And it's really about a feeling. So for example, back for me, when I decided to, you know, quit that first job, it was also in relation to learning opportunities. Like I really felt, you know, I learned what I could learn. And based on, you know, the options available at that point, there were not so many growth opportunities. And for me at that stage in my career, learning was the key, because that's also a thing, you know, in your career, priorities will change. In the beginning, it might be all about learning. Later, it will be about, you know, work-life balance, whatever it is that's happening in your life, priorities change. And also, you know, your work kind of needs to work to that. So for me, it was really about learning opportunities. I felt a little bit stuck. And I knew, like, if I want to learn, there needs to be a change. So, of course, I would also say, and this was in relation to something you mentioned, Luca, the first stage is, of course, to look within the company. Is there a chance to change things? Because so many times there is, and just because you're not talking to the manager or not talking to the coworker or whoever it is, things appear not to be able to change, but it's just a lack of communication. But if you talk and still nothing is changing, then you know, okay, this is the perfect point to change. But there's one question, Luca, I would love to talk with you about. And that's, so many people ask me like, oh, but if I change, what happens, you know, with my CV? Is it too early? Is it too late? What happens? Et cetera, et cetera. So maybe from the recruiting perspective, what do you think about changes in the CV?
Yeah, I think as long as you have a good reason for explaining, usually you will be fine. However, from the company's perspective, it is true that if you are seen as someone who, I don't know, switches every year the company, then of course the companies also ask themselves, if we now hire this person, will they stay with us long term, or are they again going to leave after 1 year? Then we would rather hire someone else, because for a company, worst thing that can happen is that they invest all the resources in you. The hiring takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. Maybe they're working together with some externals like us, which of course also costs a little bit. So for a company, then if you again leave after the onboarding is done, and after 1 year you're up to speed, and then you're deciding to leave again, that's a risk there. They are trying to avoid, and a lot of times they're trying to avoid this by scanning CVs and then looking for a history of switching the job very early. So yeah, that's something to be a bit cautious about. However, if there are reasons that you can explain, sometimes this could also be something you add to your CV, right? So you already add the explanation. Sometimes a company goes bankrupt. Sometimes you just don't mesh with the manager. And as long as these are certain instances and not like all the time, then usually there is no problem. So if you are truly unhappy, then I would say rather go for it. But yeah, it's something to keep in mind, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would also say, like, and the answer will be yes, but you should always ask yourself, can I explain this change in an interview, or how can I explain this change in an interview? And there's always a story that you can tell, right? The thing is just, for me personally, if I knew the story I was going to tell about the change, I feel more comfortable in doing it. So always, I also think, like, what is the story I will tell about this change? And yes, Luca mentioned, still companies will be a little bit, you know, how do you say, cautious if there's a change like every single year. And yeah, from the company perspective, we also need to take that, and we'll be talking about that just in a second. It's like, if I hire someone that will be changing every year, what are the chances the person will stay longer in my company? Pretty low, right? And that is the fear of companies. So you also need to be understanding of that and considerate of that. But if you need to make changes, rather do them, because in the end, it's your life. You don't have to do it for your CV or for another company. Just keep in mind, depending on your goals, what changes or at what stage you want to pursue certain changes.
And it sometimes is really hard for people to take the company perspective here. And I think how you can imagine is, like, imagine you would own a real estate where people are living, right? And let's say you have you live in the one apartment, and there's a second apartment you want to rent, and you just want to rent this place. You want to find a good tenant. You want to hopefully have someone who stays long term, pays the rent, does not make any issue. And let's say if you let the tenants apply, you would ask them for, okay, where have you been living for how long? Would you then rather prefer the person who spends like always like 5 to 10 years at each place, or one who always switches apartments every year, right? And this is how you can see it, same for applicants with companies. Of course, coming from that motivation, we would rather prefer this person who probably stays 5 to 10 years, by just looking at this piece of information. Unfortunately, the system we have with applying is, oh yeah, let's always ask for the CV, and this is exactly what we're looking for. How often is someone switching, right? So this is why, yeah, be a little bit cautious, but if you can explain it, then usually it's no problem, as long as it's not like really every year. If you had a lot of switches now, last year, the year before, ever since COVID-19, then maybe consider just staying a little bit more in your company if you can manage it. But other than this, usually it's nothing to worry about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let us then talk about the specific numbers I mentioned in the beginning, which is like, you know, only 6% are actively looking, despite the fact that they could potentially be interested in a change. We already discussed it in other episodes, but what might be the key factors that people currently are more in that position?
Yeah, I think what has happened, especially since COVID, is that we all had all together, like the whole world, we had this experience of a worldwide disease and a little bit of death threats also, right, subconsciously going on. And I feel like as a society, what's still going on is like that we have this kind of something we did not really. Probably most of us did not go see a psychologist, right, and talk about this. So probably there's subconsciously still something going on. And I feel there's a certain level of just not being so happy with the status quo right now that you could maybe attribute also coming from that. And especially those numbers you also shared with us, they are especially prominent ever since this hit. And I think everyone is kind of like, that, yeah, it is fine at my job. It's not like I hate it so much that I really need something new right now, right? The job market is going good. The salaries are mostly fine. We can work from home. A lot of us can work from home. So especially in this like laptop workers, knowledge type workers, yeah, you can manage, but you're also not 100% happy. And we're all asking us a little bit more than maybe like 10 years ago. So what's the meaning to life? What am I doing here, right? Due to the past experiences. And so everyone is like, yeah, I'm not really super happy, but it's also not terrible. So the threshold to start applying and taking the efforts and then getting rejections and updating my CV and even looking for the jobs. So people are not really willing to do that if it's not 100% necessary on the one hand. On the other hand, if someone comes along with a good opportunity, they are open to listen, right? So yeah, I think that's kind of like we're in between these. It's okay here, but if something better comes along, I'm open to listening. And I've think this is exactly where we are at the moment.
Yeah, but I also would like to add to that, and this is not a statistical based information, by the way, it's just a feeling, that it also is within Germany. So within Germany, if you have a good job and you feel comfortable, then switching is like a little bit higher barrier. But what I do see still is, you know, as an international talent, you're still like pushing to, you know, have better chances and trying to find opportunities elsewhere. So I feel like there's still some people that would be very actively looking for jobs. And then if you look within talents here in Germany, then I feel like you need to reach out to them, because they will, like, unless you knock the door, they will not look at your job ad specifically if it's just posted out there. So I still feel that this is there, but I have no statistical information to back that up.
Yeah. And I think what it also shows is, so if you relate it to the recruiting perspective, so what is the answer for companies? So we already said, just posting your job, you're probably not activating. No matter how good you write the job ad, there's still a certain threshold, even if you make it low entry, but still candidates need to screen, they need to read all the text, they need to update their CV, they need to apply. On the other hand, then I think, and this is my most preferred way, is like really this active approach. I go to you as a candidate. I see your profile online on LinkedIn, Xing, Threads, Twitter, whatever, where I find it. I contact you. I give you all the information right away about the job. And then we can have a conversation about it, right? And this needs to be a very, very personalized approach. And this is why, what unfortunately a lot of recruiters, a lot of agencies are doing wrong. It's like they're just spamming their jobs to all these candidates and just hope that one sticks. And it's not going to work. Most of the time, there is still some convincing you need to do. And this can only work with a very personalized outreach where I'm really identifying what could be your motivations to change. And then I, as an independent consultant, really, so to say, I analyze the job that I have and I try to match it with you. Does it really make sense for you to take this next career step? Yeah, and this is where I really feel our job as recruiters is also with this career coaching in mind, where we really can advise candidates, does this job make sense for your future career plans or not? But yeah, that's very tough to do, but I'm very proud, Laura, that both you and I, we really usually take this approach. And if we realize while talking to a candidate, no, this job is actually not right for you, then we're going to tell them, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think that's
the way forward, has to be like this.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think that's the key solution, like really for companies this year, is about reaching out, giving personalized, you know, consultancy also to candidates, and then working, if you don't have the capacity right now, with recruiting agencies, but that do provide this personalized aspect. I think that's the key to success in recruiting. And then, of course, on the other hand, trying to keep your employees happy and engaged within the company. So having more conversations, really understanding what is going on. You know, in the beginning of the podcast, we say to employees, like, reach out to your manager, talk to them, try to change things within first. But the same applies to managers. Talk to your employees, see if there is something that needs to be worked on so that you can keep your employees, instead of always having, you know, to find new ones and new ones and new ones, which is super costly. So to summarize this podcast, are you ready, Luca?
Yes. So as a summary, thanks to your great research, Laura, we saw the stats that are really staggering, this research that a lot of people, I think it was about 60%, are open for new opportunities, but on the other hand, like, only a very small percentage are actively pursuing opportunities, meaning really applying to opportunities. We discussed that from the point of view of the candidates, it still makes sense, or when does it make sense to switch jobs, is especially when you are really unhappy in the moment, when you dread going to work in the morning, already feeling up, waking up with a stomach pain, maybe even lying awake at night, and then it's really time to think about a change. On the other hand, if you actually are kind of like happy, but just think what is out there, of course you can look, but also be aware that not always a job change makes you more happy, because there's a certain risk that you take. You don't know your colleagues, you don't know the working environment. So yeah, that's kind of like how we see it, but of course everyone has to decide for themselves what level of risk they want to take when pursuing new jobs. And for companies, what we really believe is that the best way forward has to be a personalized outreach to candidates that links it with asking what's in it for the candidate. Why should you pursue this opportunity? Is it really the right match for you? Does it make sense from a long-term career perspective? And this is where we believe we have found a good way doing recruiting and combining it with our career coaching experience and seeing also the candidate side and what's in it for them. So if you are currently looking to hire for your company in 2024, make sure to reach out to us. We're very happy to consult you on the best way forward and find the best talents for you. Just send us an email to team@careerbeat.de.